more Idaho Matters right now. This month, the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute is kicking off their fall semester. Now, the program is geared toward adults that are 50 years and older, and it offers courses that look at things like the next 20 years in space, what it's like to be a homicide detective, climate change, Idaho's Ice Age mammals, reproductive rights, and lost art. And that is just naming a few things that they discuss. So we wanted to know more about the program and the role it's playing in our community. So we invited Dana Thorpe Patterson, the director of the Osher Institute, to join us. Dana, nice to have you on the program.
Hi, Gemma. Thanks for having me back again.
So Dana, can you just talk to us a little bit about Osher, what it is, how it got started?
Love to. The Osher Institute locally started as the Renaissance Institute, founded by a handful of local members of the community who were professionals, and they decided they should gather together and enjoy some continuing education together. Over the matter of time, that group grew to a larger group. Eventually, they found their way to Boise State University and asked for a little bit of a hand or assistance in making it more of a formal group. And in 2006, the Renaissance Institute actually became an Osher Institute, one of 125 institutes designated around the country. We're the only one in Idaho, of course. But by being an Osher Institute, that means that we received some endowment funding from the Bernard and Barbara Osher Foundation, both in 2006 and again in 2011, that completely funds us. The Osher Institute is self-support, self-sustaining, so we run like a small business, but our affiliation is strong with Boise State University. We're provided office space and classroom space in the Yonke Family Research Center, and that's where all the magic of these programs happen. We, for many years now, brought in great educators, researchers, authors, journalists as speakers, and then Osher members sign up to attend these programs, many of which you just mentioned. And every semester, we're just a little amazed at how interested and involved our members are. This is a wonderful group of people. They're active members of the community, they're active volunteers, and they keep their education going strong with lifelong learning here at Osher.
So, in your opinion, Dana, why are programs like this so important?
Well, you know, the Osher Institute was funded with the principle of offering these lifelong learning opportunities for people as they get a little older. The Osher family really saw the benefit in doing that as we age, just to keep our brains active and learning new things. And you can certainly see it in everyday interactions with these Osher members. We have people in their 80s and mid-90s still attending classes. The second half of the Osher intent, though, is to offer a place of connection. And as we age, many of us have lost family members or friends just through life as it happens. And some of us are relocated to the area. Osher provides a sense of community where people find new friends and build relationships, have groups to do things with. And again, that ties back in with the fundamental belief that keeping active and engaged helps us age successfully, keeping sharp and hopefully just giving us more longevity, but certainly keeping us abreast of current affairs and involved in the community around us.
Mm-hmm. So I know this year, Dana, you're adding a few new programs that will allow for more social opportunities. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
We did and are, and we're really having some fun with this. We've always offered a number of special interest groups, and these are programs that Osher members participate in outside of class, and we have everything from walking the Greenbelt together to hiking the foothills. We have a couple of new ones that started this year, including Taste Buds, where a group of Osher members find a new restaurant each month and go together to have a great meal. A Craft Beer Buds was started by two Osher members this fall, where groups of people are visiting local breweries and learning about the business and then having a little sampler while they're there. Our other special interest groups include a genealogy group, a personal writing group. There's really something for everybody in Osher, whether it's in the classroom or in these social opportunities. We also host a monthly casual coffee hour, and that's really just for social. We've remodeled our lobby this summer and made it a little more friendly conversational place where members can come early before a class and enjoy coffee and tea, and then even gather after the class for some after group discussions.
And what made you decide, Dana, that, you know what, we need to really add this social aspect to our offerings?
Well, you know, coming through a pandemic certainly opened our eyes and let us know we were taking a lot of things for granted. During the pandemic, we worked really hard to try to stay in contact with members virtually, and that worked really well for us. But I cannot even express the difference when members started coming back in person together. Not only did it impact them as members, but our staff and the other people who work in our building who get to interact with these amazing people. But finding those opportunities for a conversation about anything, whether it's a class they just sat in on or something else going on in the community, it's engaging and enriching all of us. And that personal connection, again, it is absolutely life-altering, I believe.
So how does someone get involved with Osher and the courses or then the social aspect of it, Dana, if they have an interest?
Sure. We keep it very simple. There's a membership due once annually. Right now, it's a $70 fee. That's been the fee for a number of years now. And for that membership fee, they get to take a number of around 100 free lectures every year. And tied in, there are some short courses with small fees attached to them. We do pay our presenters, and we believe that brings us a really high quality group of speakers. So those course fees help offset the fee. But once a member, members can then add in anything they wish. They can come to the classes, they can come to the social hours, they can join the special interest groups. And we do some really fun volunteer things in the community as well. We often volunteer at the Shakespeare Festival as a group from Osher to do the nightly cleanup task. And we find other things where we can be involved to help other organizations too. And our members are avid volunteers, so we love that. So membership is easy. Yeah.
Sounds like it. And Dana, I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking with us more about Osher and this upcoming season. So really appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much. We love to see these people. So come visit us.
We've been talking with the director of the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, Dana Thorpe Patterson, about this year's upcoming classes and how you can become a member of Osher and partake in the classes and in the social aspect as well. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Want to learn how to be a master of business without going back to school? Listen to the Planet Money MBA. No suits, no PowerPoints, just the secrets of business school delivered straight to your ears. Every Wednesday till Labor Day on Planet Money from NPR.